JJ, it was a case that I had worked when I was a special agent back in the 80s. And after I finished my last book on Benghazi, I realized that Bill Buckley's story had never been told. And Bill was the CIA station chief that had been kidnapped and tortured and, in essence, murdered by Hezbollah while in captivity.
How did that come about?
In essence, Bill volunteered to go to Beirut after the horrific embassy bombings in 1983 and 1984. And his mission was to stand up the very shattered intelligence apparatus inside of Lebanon. And while he was there, unfortunately, Hezbollah focused on him for an abduction. And to this date, Bill Buckley has been the only station chief to ever have been kidnapped and murdered by a terrorist organization.
So why was the intelligence apparatus so shattered when he volunteered to go there?
In essence, the entire CIA station had been decimated and many of the officers killed when Hezbollah drove a truck through the gates of the U.S. Embassy, wiping out all the case officers that worked there. And, you know, again, JJ, in the early 1980s, this was in the midst of, you know, hijackings and assassinations and Hezbollah problems that were we were running against literally all over the world. And Bill Buckley's job was to go back in, rebuild the CIA, try to develop sources on the ground there, try to work with the Lebanese government and rebuild their counterterrorism structure so we wouldn't get hit again. And unfortunately, he became a victim and died a very horrific death, I'm sad to say.
We've heard a lot about Hezbollah since then, and quite a bit in the not-too-distant past. Now, Hezbollah seems to be reemerging as a source of concern and problems. Do you see that kind of reemergence that we're hearing about from the White House and from other U.S. national security elements?
I do. I think this problem resonates today, meaning if you look at Hezbollah in the 1980s when Bill Buckley was kidnapped, in essence, Hezbollah was the Iranian proxy. And the Iranians were using Hezbollah as a tool of foreign policy. And you fast forward to today's world, clearly, you know, the same players are engaged. You know, Iran is still a problem. Hezbollah has never gone away in Lebanon, and in many ways they control large portions of the country. Before Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden came along, Hezbollah had more U.S. Blood on their hands than any other terrorist organization.
One of the things I see in your book, you refer to never-before-seen government documents which help you tell the story. What are those documents?
Well, after my last book came out, JJ, I approached the CIA and I said, you know, look, I worked on Bill's case when I was assigned there with the Hostage Location Task Force. And I said, I think it's a good story. This is a man who devoted his life to service of country. He had served in two wars, Korea and Vietnam, and then goes into Beirut in the eye of the storm. And I said, in order to tell Bill's story, I'm going to need access to information, Bill's colleagues, friends, coworkers, and the agency was very helpful in introducing me to people that had worked with Bill and Bill's bosses and old colleagues, and then also helped me, you know, declassify a lot of information that could go into the story. One of the more interesting aspects that I think that I found buried inside the FBI files on Bill Buckley was a working theory that for a while that Bill perhaps had been transported to Tehran, which was fascinating to me because, again, you go back in that time frame, I was directly working on the problem, and I don't recall ever being told that, even though we were assigned to find him, which kind of just puts the whole concept of what we were up against in the 80s in context. You know, here you had the FBI with information that would have been very critical at the time to me, I think, and would have been most interesting. And it was just kind of buried in the FBI files.
Another thing that caught my attention reading your book was the mention by you and your co-author, Samuel Katz, about how the search for Buckley after his kidnapping sort of triggered a war against terror that continues to shape the Middle East today. And how, I'm wondering, does that search, how did that search ignite this war that continues today?
I think Al-Qaeda learned a lot from Hezbollah on how to go about on an operational level to surveil, to kidnap, to plot attacks. You know, before Hezbollah, certainly there was Black September. Then Hezbollah comes around and pretty much perfected the car bomb, the art of hostage taking. If you think about that time frame, JJ, I know you were involved in this business then. I mean, the U.S. was pretty much paralyzed. We had not only Bill Buckley, the CIA station chief in captivity, we had all these Western hostages. We had Brits, we had Frenchmen, we had Koreans, we had Russians. So the power of terrorism, this asymmetric kind of warfare that Hezbollah launched on us resonates today. And we see that, you know, all around the world, from the streets of London to car ramming attacks in Paris to the battlefield of Afghanistan or Iraq.
What would you tell me this book brings to the mind or brings to the collective understanding of people today about the era that existed then and what we're seeing happening now?
I think what we saw in the 80s was almost a springboard to Al-Qaeda and their development as a terrorist organization and their effectiveness. I think they learned a lot of Hezbollah. I certainly learned a lot about Bill Buckley, the man. And I think George Bush, President Bush 41, you know, says it well when he says this book will show a new generation the value of a life well lived in the service of country. Bill Buckley was a hero who died for his country. He's one of the gold stars on the CIA Memorial Wall. And I'm hoping that folks will read this book, and I hope that it inspires individuals to want to do something to help their country and also think about going into the intelligence service to make a difference in this world.
That's Fred Burton, author of Beirut Rules, The Murder of a CIA Station Chief and Hezbollah's War Against America. J.J. Green, WTOP News.